Lieutenant Colonel Dean Preston dismissed the soldiers in formation on the stage at the Augusta State Armory. The hot, humid day did nothing to curb the emotions as soldiers hugged, kissed, and cried with family members and friends. They've been gone for 323 days, and for Captain Adam Cody, it was a joyful reunion with his wife and five children.
All the grown-ups, we all look the same, but the kids, that really shows you how time has passed. Missed a year of holidays and school events and missed a lot, so looking forward to making that back up.
Cody, an owner of an energy company, says it's beach and amusement park time for him and his family for the next 6 weeks as they try to catch up from this latest deployment.
This is my third deployment, but this has been the hardest because we have five kids now. And when I went to Iraq last time, Anna, who's right here, was nine last time 133rd went, and we've had four kids since then. And it was hard on my wife. It was very hard for her.
The 133rd is a combat engineering unit. They were among the many military forces, both regular Army and Guard, that have been dismantling the huge military infrastructure of forward bases and logistical support facilities built over the more than a decade-long war in Afghanistan. With its return, the Maine Army National Guard has hit an important milestone, says Maine Adjutant General James Campbell.
I think it's since about 2005. This is the first time we've had everybody from the Army Guard here in Maine. It's phenomenal. It's a great feeling.
There are a few Air National Guard individuals deployed in Afghanistan, but no units. And the respite for the Army Guard could be relatively brief. Campbell acknowledges other Maine engineers may be called to duty in Afghanistan early next year.
We have a unit right now that's actually, it's got a notification for deployment for the first part of next year. But we're going to savor this moment while we can.
Since last August, the 133rd helped close three bases, destroyed 2 miles of military barriers, constructed 3 miles of safety barriers, recycled 38 miles of electrical wire, and developed acres of usable space for the continuing support bases. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.